Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Leia Bas Yaakov.
Maseches Yevamos, Daf Beis. Maseches Yevamos concerns itself primarily with discussing the dinim of the parasha at the end of Ki Feitze. Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtavu Bein Einloi, if you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies childless, so the Torah tells us that Shimon, the brother, has a mitzvah to miyabim the Eshes Reuven. What happens if Shimon is lo yachpoitz? The Kacha says Yivimto, Shimon does not want to do the Yibam. So then there's an alternative din of Chalitza, which is Chal, that Shimon has to be choyleitz. The din is, and the Mishnah tells us this, that if the Eshes Ruvain is an erva to Shimon, so she's Shimon's bitoy, or is a choysishtoy, or the various harayas that are mentioned in the Mishnah, so then the halacha is that Shimon does not have a din to miyabim the Eshes Ruvain, where she is an erva to him. And not only that, the Mishnah says, but the erva even patters the tzora, and also the tzora's tzora, and these protim will discuss them at Hashem tomorrow on Daf Gimel. Taisvis on Daf Gimel Amid Beis notes that Be'emes, every case of Yibum, the halacha always is that the Eshes Reuven is already an erva to Shimon because she's an Eshes Ochiv. Eshes Ochiv, a brother's wife, is one of the arayos that are mentioned in the Torah in Achrimois and in Kedoshim. So Be'emes, in every single case of Yibum, the halacha always is that the Torah tells a mitzvah to miyabim, despite the fact that the Eshes Reuven is an erva to Shimon, she's an Eshes Ochiv. So the choira we have, says Toisvis, in the mitzvah of Yibum itself, that the mitzvah of Yibum, as I say, doich alois as Eshes Bekoris, the din of Eshes Ach is an erva to the Yesh Bekoris, and yet the mitzvah of Yibum is doich alois as Eshes Bekoris. Toisvis notes that the Gemara says, Barichos over there, we'll see the little sugis of Mitzvah Shem coming up in the Perek, that I say is normally not doich alois as Eshes Bekoris. However, over here, Toisvis says that there is this din in the Torah, a special din, that the mitzvah of Yibum is doich alois as the erva of Eshes Ach, even though it's Yesh Bekoris. Let's learn out from here to all cases that say is doich alois as Yesh Bekoris, as Taisis know, the Yibum is special because it is mitzvah sebekach, which is to say that the Torah gave the mitzvah of Yibum gufa in that case in which invariably there will be an Eshes Ach, and the Torah itself specified that the mitzvah of Yibum is specially going to override the mitzvah of Eshes Ach. This is the way the mitzvah of Yibum is given, specially set to override the Eshes Ach, and we do not learn out from here to other cases of Mikra, where it happens to be that the assay comes in conflict with lois v'yishyesh bekoris. Hakoponim it's mavur in Toisis a big yisoid, that Toisis says that the way that every Yibam works is by going to with hasei doich lois v'yishyesh bekoris. Really, in every case of Yibam we come up a conflict against the lois hasei of Eshes Ach, but the hasei of Yibam goes with hasei doich lois hasei and it's doich the love of Eshes Ach. There is a tumult in various achroinim as to whether everyone agrees with this Toisis or not. Dahainu, are we going to have other ishainim that perhaps hold that it's not the pshat that every Yibam works with hasei doich lois v'yishyesh bekoris, of Erva, like Toisus says, but rather that the way every Yibam works is that the Torah was matir the Eshes Ach, so it's like an exception built in to the Erva, to the Lois HaSei of Eshes Ach. It's not applicable at all, it's completely inapplicable in a case which is Nefelos LeYibam, which is to say that it's Hutra, and that I don't even need the din of Asei Doicha Lois HaSei to explain how the Erva, how the Yibam is able to kick in, how you're able to Miyabim, despite the fact that you're always in Eshes Ach. Reb Nochem Partsovitz in the Chedusha Reb Nochem writes that Rashi is in fact choylik on Toisus, and he says that Rashi's Loshen is meduyik on top of Beis and Medbeis here on the Daf, that Rashi holds that Eshes Ach is hutra b'mokam mitzvah of Yibum and does not need the asei doicha lois asei of Eshes Ach that Toisus goes to with. The Rashi over here is discussing on top of Medbeis one of the arayos mentioned in the Mishnah, which is the erva of Eshes Achiv shalehoya ba'olamoi. Just to very briefly recap the case in our Mishnah of Eshes Ach Shalei HaBe'Lomoi, so we have Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven dies childless, and before Shimon gets around to being Miyabim, the Eshes Reuven, another brother Levi gets born. Levi is also to the Eshes Reuven. There is no heter, since he was not around in the world B'Shas, the Misas Reuven, therefore the heter of Yibam doesn't kick in for Levi, and Levi is also. There's no heter on the Eshes Ach Klape Levi. If now Shimon goes ahead and is Miyabim, Megabim the Eshes Ruvain. And Shimon subsequently dies, so in this woman who's now the Eshes Shimon, when she falls to Levi, Levi is not able to Megabim. Because even though Al Eshes Shimon he would Megabim her, since this woman was previously the Eshes Ruvain, and her Shem Eshes Ach, that blibes from the Eshes of Ruvain, has never had a heter to Levi, so therefore Levi is not able to Megabim this woman, because she has the old Isser of Eshes Ach, mitzad the Eshes of Ruvain, which never became Hutar to Levi. Rashi's lashon that he speaks out over here, on top of Beis and Beis, Rashi says, "B'mokoy mitzvas yibum kishemes b'loy banim shayir rachmona the iser of eshesach." In other words, this that the Torah was shayir rachmona, the Torah was matir, it permitted the iser of eshesach is only b'mokoy the mitzvah of yibum. And since, says Rashi, this brought a Levi who was loyho boy lomoy because he wasn't around when Ruvain died, so therefore is loyshor olay. And Mela comes out that the eshesach of Ruvain was never shorolay, never got permitted to Levi, and therefore, says Rashi, Shpeted, later on, when Shimon is Miyabim, and then later on Shimon dies, so this woman, who was the Eshes Ruvain once, she's Nesra al-Levi Isser Oilam, she has a permanent Isser, and even now, she's Nefeles from the Eshes of Shimon, she's still Osser, because she was once an Eshes Ach, mitzad the Eshes of Ruvain, which still blibes, and still remains on her. That's how Rashi says. Hakoponim, the Lashonis of Rashi throughout, never discussed, throughout this whole Rashi, on top of Beis and Beis, Rashi never talks about the question of whether Levi's assay has the koyach to be doiche, to override the Eshes Ach mitzad the Eshes of Ruvain. Rather, Rashi consistently uses the lashon of whether it's shayir rachmana or loy sharle. Those are the two lashonis, the converse expressions that Rashi uses over here. Rashi, b'mokam mitzvah sibam, the Eshes Ach is shayir rachmana, and in this case of the Eshes Loha Balamboy, by Levi, is loy sharle. Reb Nochum understands that Rashi is meduyuk, that Rashi held the question is whether the Torah went ahead and permitted, was matir with the hutra, the Shem Eshes Ach from the Eshes of Ruvain, and he understands that Reb Nochum says that Rashi Meduik, that he argues in Tosis. Rashi holds that normally Gibbon does not work with a day doichalois say, and that's how it's doichalav of Eshes Ach that blibes from the Eshes of Ruvain, but rather it works that the Eshes of Ruvain, the Eshes Ach, was given with an exception. It does not apply and was never said as a lois say, but mokum in a case where the woman falls the Yibum. Reb Aaron Kotler, in the Mishnah Reb Aaron on Yevamos, wants to be medayek from a Peyash HaMishnayis LaHarambam in Bechoiris, that the Rambam understood that this Shaila is a Machloikas HaTanoim. This question of whether every Yibam works, that the assay of Yibam being doicha the Lav of Eshesach, or the Lav of Eshesach is Hutra and inapplicable, with an exception, in a case of Mitzvah Yibam, that would be a Shaila, according to Reb Aaron, of a Machloikas HaTanoim. The Mishnah over there in Bechoiris, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayim, says that the Mitzvah Yibam Kodemus Mitzvahs Chalitza, that Be'emes, the Mitzvahs Yibam would really be have primacy, that primarily a person should lechatchila be miyabim and not be choylitz, it's more odif to do the Mitzvah of Yibam, that that's only berishoyna, that they were mechavim l'shem mitzvah, originally that they were mechavim properly for the Mitzvah of Yibam, but achshav zok the mission, people are not mechavim for the Mitzvah, rather they're looking for noy, they're looking for some peripheral toyelis in the Yibam, they're looking for the noy of the Isha, so therefore Amru, Chacham said the Mitzvahs Chalitza kedemes l'mitzvahs Yibam. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Rambam writes over there in the Mishnah in Bechor, is that this Mishnah, it says that really it's better today, we say, to do Chalitza, primarily Chalitza, not Yibam. So that, says the Rambam, is not LaHalacha, because it follows a particular Shita that is Nidche from the Halacha. The Rambam makes reference to a sugya later in Yevamos on Lamed Tes, and it's Hashem will have over there, Daf Lamed Tes, a very important Yesoidius, the Machloigis, between Abba Shol and the Rabbanon, that the Gemara over there brings down in the Braisa on Lamed Tes and the Beis, and Machloigis, Abba Shol says, HaKoinis Yivim to L'Shem Noi, L'Shem Isha, L'Shem Dover Acher, is a person wants some peripheral tayeles to be gotten out of the yibum that he's doing, some isha, some marital benefit to get out of that. So the Rabbi Shaul says it's kilu pegeh be'erva and it's karvlias of lad mamzer. The details we could leave for lamites. But Rabbi Shaul says a chomer de galoshin that's like an erva if a person doesn't have in mind completely lishmo l'shem the mitzvah of yibum. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shaul, it's better to do chalitza because people are not so lishmo. However, the chachamim maimrim yivom yofi ala makom okem the chom are not mechalik. They hold that no matter what, they always have a mitzvah of Yibam, regardless of whether he's mechavan l'shem noy, for whatever his tayelus that he wants to get out of it, it doesn't make a difference. The Chum hold that there always is going to be this mitzvah of Yibam in all cases. The Rambam says a very mechudish tikaloshin in the Perish of Mishnayos at the end of the first Perik in Bechoyros. The Rambam says that although this mission in Bechoyros holds like Abashol, and therefore a person should really not do Yibam primarily, he should really primarily do Chalitza, the Rambam says, Ein ze emes. So the halach, we don't go with this. We go with the Chacham Dabashol on Lamites. The Dr. Rambam, Lefi Shemeachar, Shenestalek Mimeno Isso Ha'erva, Keshemes Ha'ach Beloibonim. At the moment that the Reuven dies, so the Isser Erva is Mestalek. The din of the Isser of Eishes Ach vanishes from this Eishes Reuven now. Therefore, Rehu Mutter Afilus Chavin Shaloi LeMitzvah, even if you have Kavana, not for the purpose of a mitzvah. The Rambam is Mavur, that the reason why we don't go with Habashol, the halacha, is because we hold that the din erva, the din iser of eishesach, is mistaleg, zok the Rambam, even, and that will be even if he's mechaven and altogether l'shaloi l'mitzvah. Rabbi Aaron is medayik, by the way, that that means not only a case where the person really is mechaven and shtickle for the mitzvah, but he has a mind also l'noi, which is also bad, some also coined habashol, but even in a case that the person is lehedi mechaven not for the mitzvah, zok the Rabbi Aaron, mechaven shaloi l'mitzvah, the lashon of Rambam, in a case of a person lechaven purposely not to have a mitzvah, not just loy kiven lemitzvah, Dr. Baron. The Rambam is talking to the person mechaven lehed, he doesn't want to get the mitzvah, he rejects the kiyam mitzvah. In such a case, the halacha is klar, a person doesn't get the mitzvah if he rejects the kiyam, and afal pi kein, zok Rabbaran, the Rambam is medirik, that the Chum are going to hold that that's totally mutter. Why? Because they hold into stalik, they shem eishesach, like the Rambam says. Ma'ashe ein kein, the Rambam is medirik, that according to Abashol, was not mistalik, the shem eishesach, and Abashol, the Gehalten Abashol held that the assay has to be doich of the loy hasay of eishesach, and he held further that it's only in very specific, narrowly defined instances where the Torah allows to say that the assay is being miskayim, and then we say that it's doich of the loy hasay. The assay is only if it's ganzen lishma, completely lishma l'shem mitzvah, not at all and intending l'shem noy. So there, the assay has a koyach is doich of the loy hasay, and that's why Abashol holds that people are not properly doing it today. It's better do chalitza. Bashenk and the Chum holds that Rambam is medik that he held that according to the Chachamim, it's the issur is mistalik altogether of eishesach at the moment of the death of the brother, and therefore that's why the Chum are not, they don't, not concerned about whether you will or won't get the mitzvah. Even if you won't get the mitzvah, afal pikein, still you'll still have the hetter to do the yibn. So the Baron says that from here we see that the Rambam held in the Perish Mishnah is that this famous shaila of whether yibn is doicha the lav of eishesach. Well, eishesach is hunch of a mocking yibn, that itself is a machlokes tanoim between Abashol and the Chacham. And as we said before, that Reb Nochum and the Chedusha Reb Nochum is medayik that Rashi over here on the base holds that the Eishesach is hutshav a mock in the mitzvah of Yibam, and Rashi holds that the Isser Eishesach was given with an exception. It does not apply and doesn't exist the mock in which he falls li Yibam. There is a problem with this, that a number of Mechaber Madan, that Rashi and the Nun Beis later in the Mesechta is meduyik that he held fakert, a steer to Rashi here. Rashi and the Nun Beis is mashma that he understood that the Isser Eishesach does continue to exist, even when the Isha is nefelously given, and apparently that the given would have to be doicha, the Eishesach. Rashi and the Fnun Beis discusses the Yesoides to Ke'inin, that Mr. Shem will get to over there. Rashi over there goes on the halacha of Maimar Yevomen, that we'll discuss later, that the halacha is a Chazal, a Mesakim with the Rabbonon, according to Beisil, that we pass like it's only the Rabbonon, that in of Maimar, that a person, rather than being Yabim, his Yevomo directly to do the Yibio straight away, rather a person should proceed that with a Kesef or a Shtar, which is the equivalent of a Kedushin, but it's only Chalm with the Rabbonon. That's the din of Maimer. It's a dinder abonon that there'll be a chalois dinder abonon to do a maimer, the equivalent of a kedushin yavama. First you do the maimer, the kesef ashtar, and then you do the bias yibam. So Rashi later on the Fnun Beis discusses when you do the maimer, the kesef of the shtar, why shouldn't it take effect mederaisa like any kedushin? She's yavama, she's your yavama. Why can't you be mekadusher? Do a kedushin. A person marries the issue with the kesef ashtar, it's chal mederaisa. Why isn't maimer chal mederaisa? Zokt Rashi, no. Over here, zokter, ein kedushin toivsin be'eshes ach. Since this woman, this Eishes Reuven, is an Eishes Ach, relevant to Shimon, so even though Shimon has a mitzvah Yibam on her, Lamaisa, she's an Eishes Ach. V'atayr lo hitirosa lelaso is kid Eishan Nochris, ela kaseyder ha-mitzvah, zok Rashi. The Torah didn't permit you to treat her like some friend, a woman, a stranger that you have no connection with, and just marry her with a kesef or a shtar. No, the Torah says, kaseyder ha-mitzvah, say the mitzvah is bias Yivam, and just be her. Anything other than that, for any other thing, we would treat her as an Eishes Ach, and therefore, if you want to marry this Eish with kesef or shtar, star, which is the din of Maimer, is not going to take effect by the Raisa, like Rashi, because she's an Eshesach, she's an Erevo of Eshesach, and the din is the Kedushin is not Toifis on an Erevo. That's why you do the Maimer, it's not Chal on the Torah level, only the Rabbanon. So Kum Techois, and the base mayor makes this Diak, and Evan Ezekov Samachay, that Rashi is Meduyuk on Dafnun Beis, that he understood that every Yavamba that falls to Shimon, that falls to the Yavam, for the purpose of Yibam, she still continues to have that Shem Erevo of Eshesach, she's still an Eshesach, and that's why it's not possible for the Maimer to be kind of like a Kedushin on the Torah level, because she's an Erevo, she's an Eshesach. If Rashi would hold the Eshesach as Gans and Hutra, says the base mayor is done on this, and he wants to bring Rishonim this way, that, but he says Rashi understood there is an Eshesach, even a woman that falls to Yibam, and it still continues to exist. Otherwise, why would Rashi say that the Maimer is not Tifas Deraisa as a Kedushin because of the problem of an Eshesach? And this is the base mayor, is Raya from Rashi on Beis, and it presents a problem if we accept the Diak that Reb Nochum goes as Rashi over here on the Beis, that he holds the Eshesach as in Gans and Hutra. However, the truth is that not everyone agrees with the base mayor's reading of Rashi on Dafnun Beis. And in fact, the Koivitz Ha'oros, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Koivitz Ha'oros, writes in Simen Dalid that the pshat in Rashi on Dafnun Beis is not that the woman continues to be asura to the Yovan himself as an Eshesach, just as some kind of a doicha, say doicha. That's not pshat, thought Rabbi Chanan. Rather, the pshat in Rashi is that even though she does not have an active iser of Eshesach, klapi the Yovan, still the so-called Sibas Ha'oser, the cause of the Yisra still blives, that still remains, and that's enough to cause that it's impossible to have a Tfisa's Kedushin, it's impossible for his Kedushin on her to be Koinem and HaTorah. We need to take it a moment here and explain this expression of Sibas HaYisr, the cause of the Yisr, which is utilized by Rabbi Chanan in a number of places in the Koivitz Oras. We know that there's various Arayos that are mentioned at the end of Pashas Achrimoy, it says Bitoy and Bas Bitoy and Achoy Sishtoy and all the different things, and they're mentioned in this mission of the Beis as well, the Beis and the Aleph. And these arayos, we know that they have two halachos. One of them is that they're a kores, so a person has boyel on an erva, there's an issa kores, there's kores for that, it's a big oynish. Aside from that, there's also another din the Chazal tell us that there's an itfisas kedushin, which is to say that a person is mekadish, he gives kesek kedushin or whatever it is to an erva, to his bitoy, to his achoysishta, whatever it is, then the halacha is the kedushin is not toifsin on the erva, the kedushin is not effective, it's not chal. We have to consider whether the itfisas kedushin, the lack of kedushin Toivsin, is that a toitso? Is that an outcome of the Aveira? In other words, because it's an Aveira and it's very chomor and it's chorus and everything, that therefore the Torah says that therefore if you do it and you try to marry her under such conditions, the condition won't be toifus and won't take effect. Is that the pshat? It's an outcome of the Aveira itself. Or the pshat is that these are two different things, the Isor and the Oinesh, as well as the lack of Tfisa condition, are both products of the Shem Erva, which is to say the status of the Erva that the woman has relative to her father or her grandfather, whatever the case may be. So that Shem Erva that she has, it generates an Issa with a Chomer de Ka'inish at a chorus, and at the same time, it also generates a lack of a Tfisas Kedushin. Now, the Chanan holds of the second side of the Kevitz Ha'oras, and that's what he is saying, that the lack of Tfisas Kedushin that an Erva has is not a product of the fact that there's an Issa with a Chomer de Ka'inish. Even if the Issa does not exist, for example, she fell to Yibam and the Issa was wiped away, and with Hutra, the Issa of Eishesach, the Mokum, the Nefid of the Yibam, still, according to Rabbi Chanan, would still say that the Shem Erva that she has, that she labeled as an Erva, that Shem Erva is still there. It just happens to be that the Isser of Eshesach was Hutra for the purpose of the Yibam, so she doesn't have an active Isser, but she still has the Shem Erva. That's called, Rabbi Chanan's language, a Sibas Isser, a cause of it. Granted, there's no actual Isser, but she has the Erva status, which causes the Isser, and according to Rabbi Chanan, that's what Rashi meant, that since she still has the label of an Eshesach, that generates the lack of Tfisas Kedushin, the Tfisas Kedushin, and that's why it's impossible to do a to make it a condition to rise on Yavama because she's labeled an Eshesach even if she does not have the active Isur of an Eshesach. The Rekonon's reading in the Kevet Shirim of that Rashi on Beis takes away the problem and the steer in the Rashi because Rashi over here is Meduyik, like we said on the Beis, that the Mokam will give him the Eshesach as in Gansin Hutra and there is no Isur of Eshesach. Rashi on the Beis is not a steer to that, and even though he calls him an Eshesach, according to Bechonon, that just means relative, klape, the Shem Erva, the label of an Erva, which would generate a lack of Tfisas Kedushin, it's impossible for this Shimoin, the Yavam, to Mekadesh, the Eshes Ruvin, because she's labeled an Eshes Ach. There is also one additional nekuda that the Achronim get into in connection with this Tap Rashi on Beis and Midbeis, which is important to take note of. The Rashi over here, again, about the Eishes Ochash Lohe by Lomoy, we have Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven dies, and then after Reuven's death, Levi, the third brother, gets born. So the din is that the Eishes Reuven is not nefeles to Levi, because he wasn't around when Reuven died, and therefore there's no nefila liyibum, and the woman is Asura as an Eishes Reuven to Levi forever. And even if subsequently Shimon is Miyabim, and then Shimon dies, and she falls to Levi from Shimon, she's still Asura. Rashi's Lashon is, Levi can't be Miyabim her, because Nesra a Levi Isur Oilam, because that Isur that she had from the Eishes of Reuven, she's still a Eishes Reuven relative to Shimon, so therefore she's Nesra, she's still a Eishes Reuven relative to Levi, and therefore she's Nesra on Levi an Isur Oilam, a permanent Isur, which is not going to vanish now either, even though she's presently being the fellow from the second brother from Shimon, who was Miyabim. And the Achronim talk over here, a number of Rosh Hashivas get into the question, why does Rashi have to stress, I mean, Madgish, this expression that this Reuven was Nesra Alevi Isser Oilam? Where in the world was the Rahava Amina that all of a sudden the Shem Eishes Ach, that blabs that's still there on her, from being Eishes Reuven to Levi, why should that vanish now that she's falling from Eishes of Shimon to Levi? What is the logic in that? Granted that Shimon was Miyabim and now she's falling from Shimon and now Levi wants a Miyabim else Eishes Shimon, fine, but there's certainly obviously still a problem that she still continues to have this label of an Eishes Reuven, Klape Levi, and she's an Eishes Ach from the Eishes of Reuven, which was never Hutar because Levi wasn't around when Reuven died. When was there even a half a minute to say that the Eishes of Eishes Reuven, the Eishes Ach that blibes from Reuven, that it would become Paka, that Rashi has to stress and go out of his way to say that she's Nesra Levi Isser Oilam, a permanent Isser, as if to say that there was some half a minute that maybe the Isser would be temporary, and now she's falling from Shimon, maybe the Eishes Ach that blibes from Reuven also would be Paka. When was that half a minute? What's the tzad? What's this pshat in the Rashi here? So Rav Shmuel Lozovsky explains this by bringing down a Sifri, and he takes a bit of a Yesoid, a Lomdish Yesoid out of the Sifri. The Sifri says in Parashat Kiseitse, the Parashat of Yibum, so it says that the Yavamo is called the Eishes Hames in the Pasuk in Kiseitse, and the Yavam has a mitzvah to Miyabim the Eishes Hames, the wife of the dead brother. What happens, Zok the Sifri, if you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and the Eishes, Reuven now dies, and Shimon is Miyabim her, and now Shimon dies, and Levi wants to Miyabim, so the Sifri says, maybe I'll have half a minute to say, it's impossible for Levi to Miyabim, because she's now an Eishes Shnei Mesim, she's falling, she's got the two labels on her, an Eishes Reuven, and also an Eishes Shimon, and maybe the Pasuk is Eishes Hames, only if she's a label of an Isha of one dead brother, not over here which is the Isha of two dead brothers, maybe Levi is impossible for Levi to Miyabim. We're talking over here in a case where Levi was not Lohe Belomoy, Levi was around alive and well the whole time when she fell from Reuven, she fell from Shimon, and Levi is allowed to be Miyabim. But there was a Hava Amina in the Sifri, and maybe Levi cannot be Miyabim because she's the woman that relates to him as an Isha Shnei Mesim, it's not an Isha Hames. So Tamad Loimer Hames Hames Ribo Ribo Hakrov says it's Sifri that we're Marbe, that you can Miyabim in this case as well. So Rav Shmuel Lozovsky raises the question, what was the Havamanit to call this woman a Eishes Shnei Mesim and be mafkia her and disallow her from having the mitzvah of Yibum with Levi? Why should I say such a thing? It's not like the two Eishesim still blive, they don't still continue to exist now that Shimon is dead. The Eishes of Reuven is long gone, it vanished somewhere, Reuven died and then Shimon was Miyabim and now she's the Eishes of Shimon, that's all, she's not Eishes Reuven anymore, and now that Shimon is dying she's falling from the Eishes of Shimon to Levi. Where in the world was there a Hava Amina? Zokt the Roshmur Lozovsky as Sifri went through that this could be called the Eishes Shnei Mesim. What is she falling with the Eishes of two? Are there two marriages that are now coming for a Levi to take over now? The Eishes of Reuven and also the Eishes of Shimon. Why should I have called the Eishes Shnei Mesim and the Havana Sifri? So this is where Roshmur Lozovsky says a Yesoid in understanding the Geder, the Havana of the Mitzvah of Yibum. Roshmur Lozovsky says that we need to understand that when Shimon is Miyabim, he takes over the Eishes of Reuven. The Eishes of Reuven itself continues, but it's now taken over by Shimon, so Shimon, so to speak, is now an owner of the Eishes of Reuven. In other words, part of the Geder of the Mitzvah Yibum is that Torah is Machadesh, that even though Reuven is dead, his marriage can continue. Yeah, how could it continue? If the brothers Miyabim, then Reuven's marriage now continues into Shimon's Yibum, so that therefore, the Rosh Lozovsky says, Shimon, in addition to the fact that he is obviously personally married now to the Yavama, that he just was Miyabim, he also is continuing the old Eishes of Reuven, so that the
woman now, in the eyes of the Torah, is viewed as having an Ishas Ruvin, which is continued, and also there is an Ishas Hashemit. Mela, that's why the Sefriya, they have a minute to say that when she'll now fall from Shimon, Shimon dies, maybe Levi came from Yavim at all, because maybe it's a, in other words, what's falling now to Levi is the continued Ishas, was the continued Ishas from Ruvin, which had continued into Shimon's acquisition, that he took over that Ishas from Ruvin, and also that she was married to Shimon as well, and the both are falling to Levi. That was the Havam, and the Sefri, and Sefri needed, therefore, a Riboy HaKrote Marbit. That man, says Rosh Lozovsky, we see from here a big aside, that every time that we have a Yibum, the understanding, the Havona of the Hagdorah of Yibum is that the Ishus of the Mace is now continued. It doesn't vanish, it doesn't expire. The Torah extends the Yecholus to the Yavam to pick up and to continue the Ishus of the Mace. It continues under his own domain, under his own jurisdiction. Therefore, Dr. Shmuel Lozovsky, we can now understand what Rashi was bothered by and why he had to stress that the Isser that's on the Eishas Achshel HaBelomboy, the Isser that's on Levi, is a problem of that she had an Isser, an Ishus, Eishas Ach from Ruven, which is Nesar Isur Oilam. And Rashi goes out of its way to stress that the Isser is permanent. What was the Havamina that Rashi was Kamala Fuki from, says Rav Shmuel Lozovsky? As Dr. No, there was a strong Havamina, because even though at the time when Ruven died, Levi was not yet in the world. And then Levi gets born. At that moment, he cannot be Miyabim, the Eishas Ruven, because he loher by Lomboy. He didn't coexist together with the Ishas of Ruven at any point. But now that Shimon was Miyabim, the Eishas Ruven, and Shimon took over the Ishas. So the Ishas of Ruven now continues, and now continues under the Bailus, under the authority of Shimon. Shimon is a continuer of the Ishas of Ruven under his domain, in addition to being personally married to the Yavama. And Mela, therefore, I would have thought that when Shimon now dies, Levi doesn't have to worry about the label of Eishesach Klapi Ruvain, because he can now relate to that Ishus as an Ishus which is falling to him directly, and he is obviously alive and around and well at the time of Shimon's death, so therefore he can now pick up the Ishus of Ruvain, which can now fall to him. Like we said, in other words, with Boidoy, so we explained based on the Sefri, that the Ishus of Ruvain never vanishes, it continues into Shimon's domain, and when Shimon is married to the Yavama, he's continued the Ishus of Ruvain. Maybe that both Ishus now fall to Levi, and Levi can be Abim, and not worry about the fact that Bishas, when Ruvain died, he wasn't yet alive, because now Shimon is dying and the Ishus of Ruvain is falling a second time, and Levi's already alive. Dov dem zok Rashi, a special chiddush. No. Since this one was an Eishesach klape Levi at the time of Ruvain's death, so that Isser of Eishesach that was Kal klape, relative to Levi, at the time of Levi's birth, was Chal in an absolute sense. It was Chal in an unshakable and unbreakable way. The Eishesach was Chal at the time of Levi's birth, an Isser Oilam of Eishesach. So even though now, if we look at the present time, there is a Siba, there is a possible cause to say that the Eishesach mitzad Ruvain should become a Hutra, and maybe should become Mutter, but we can't say it because there was an unbreakable, permanent type of Isser Eishesach that was Chalat from Ishus Ruvain that was Chalat the moment of Levi's birth, which is was labeled then an Isser Oilam, and therefore cannot be broken now at the present time. So this is the Havona of Rashi based upon the Yesoidistic understanding in Yibum that we see from the Sifri. Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the Maschal Achoy Sishtoy makes a series of points which are discussed extensively in the Achroinim, and we'll go through the basic Yesoides. Tosfos has the cash over there that every time that a woman falls Liyibum, what happens if she is a Nida at the moment of the death of Ruvain? So she's a Nida at the moment of the Nefila Liyibum. Now it's clear the Gemara never mentions anywhere that it came to Miyabim later on, so she'll wait till she's a Tahira, and then he'll be Miyabim her later. Tosfos, why don't we say Yesoid that's discussed in the Gemara later on in the Masechta, that Nesra Shoa Achas Asura Ilamis, which is to say that any Isha which has an Ervo at the moment of the death, the Shas Nefidu Leibum, Teshimoin, she's an Ervo at that moment, she becomes permanently Asur to the Yavam, even if the Shem Ervo were to vanish and to expire later. Like the Gemara says later on, by a case of where the Eishes Ruven was an Achois Ishtoi, a wife's sister, to Shimon at the moment of the Nefila Leibum, and because why? Ruven and Shimon were married to sisters, so at the moment of the death of Ruven, the Eishes Ruven is now an Ervo to Shimon because she's an Achois Ishtoi, which is one of the Ervos, a Klapi Shimon, so obviously he can't be Yavam. What happens if Shimon's wife now dies, and the din is Achois Ishtoi is Muteres La'achamisa? So maybe Shimon could be Miyabim now. His wife is now dead. The Eishes Reuven is no longer an Erva. So we say, Nes Roshah Ahas Asura Ilamas. Since at the moment of the Nefila, she got a permanent Isur, she was an Eishes Ach, and she was labeled an Eishes Ach at that moment. She had no Heter of Yimim. So therefore, Nes Roshah Ahas Asura Ilamas, and she's permanently Asur to the Yavam, even if the Erva were to expire. So Frektosis, why don't we say the same thing if the Eishes Reuven was a Nida, which is also the equivalent, it's actually in the Parshas Arayos, and Achrimois, the Nida is Yesh Bekoris, Chomaduke Isur, she was a Nida at the time of the death of Reuven, and now she's always Nida, she retired later on, but Lachara, we should say that since she was Nesra Shoachas, she was a Nida at the time of the Feel of the Yibim, why don't we say that Shimon permanently is impossible to be Miyabim her, Alt Nesra Shoachas Asur Lama. So Taisis has a Yesoid. Taisis says, no, it's not a Kasha, because a Nida is not comparable to all the other Arayos, because all the other Arayos are a relationship dinim. In other words, that you relate specifically to this woman in a particular manner. She's your bitoy, she's your bas bitoy, she's your imay, whatever the case may be, a particular relationship that you have uniquely to her that other people in the world do not have. That's what an ervo is that generates a din of nesra. However, says Toysis Nida, which is not an isra on the yovam, tfei, mishab, and the other many more than anybody else. Nida is a label in the woman which asks her to everyone in the whole world, b'shoveh. So therefore, it's not comparable to Achois Ishtoi, and in Meila we do not say the rule of Nesar Shoachas Asur Lamas. Now we need to understand this. So where is the logic in this? And we'll talk about this later, what Rabbi Chanan says about this subject, to understand what the concept is, that because she's also the whole world at the same time, so therefore there's no din of Nesar Shoachas Asur at the moment in the Nefilah Asur Lamas. But Taisis, as we'll see, Taisis goes on and he makes an additional point. That Taisis says that in Masechta Psachim we go a step further, and the Rosh, by the way, speaks out, the Achrenim bring the Rosh speaks that there's two independent points. One is, you should know that there's no din of Nesra on Anida, because she's also the whole world B'shaveh, equally. It's not a relationship halacha. Secondly, in addition, there's a separate point that the Rosh and Taisis also make, which is that in Masechta Psachim, it's Mavur, that even at the moment of the Nida itself, the woman is a Bas Yibum. What does Bas Yibum mean? It means that even though, Avada, you're not allowed to be Yabam Ha'isha, who's a Nida, because it's Yesh Bekoris, and even Yibim itself is an Asay is not Doicha, the Loisei Shish Bekoris of Nida, certainly not a Yabam Nida, but if you do, we say that you're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yibam, and that the Yavama is Konoi to the Yavam. So that's the Toysis and the Rosh Amadaik from the Sugim Psochma that they bring, that there is, even B'shas the Nidus itself, there is a status that the mitzvah of the Yibam is still in effect. You're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, you get the mitzvah, even though you have a big Aveir, obviously, and also a Kinyan Yavam. There's a couple of points over here. Number one is a basic point discussed by the pre-Yitzchok, Rabbi Tzvi Petterburger, and Simon Membeis, that he asked, what happened to the mitzvah Baba Veira? You know, normally we have this rule, Chazal and out of a Pasuk and Masechta Sukkah, that if you do a mitzvah by means of an Aveira, you don't get the mitzvah. So over here, the guy did a terrible Aveira. He's Miyabim in the Oifen that he was violated the Lois Yeshish Bekoris of Nida. So it's a mitzvah Baba Veira. Why is it that we're coming out, Medayik from the Sugim Psachim, that there is in fact a Kiyah mitzvah? Why should there be a Kiyah mitzvah? What happens if we have the mitzvah Baba Veira? So the pre-Yitzchok says a Yesoi that he says that the idea here is that the fundamental yesoid, the principle of the mitzvah of Yibum is to do a maisa of hakomas Shem. This we'll see later in the Masechta Mitzvah Shem, lohokim lo'ochav Shem b'Yisroel, in other words, to provide a possibility in which they'll be able to be a hakomas zera, to have children produced from the second marriage to their brother, to the yavam, and the meila, in other words, the continuation of the marriage, which provides an opportunity for a possible hakomas Shem, this is the get of the mitzvah Yibum. The meila, therefore, explains the Rabbi Tzvi Petterburger, the mitzvah of Yibum over here is geboit, is dependent upon a particular mitzius, which is to say what? That I continued the marriage into the second brother in a oifent that generated a possible hakom Hashem, a possible continuation of the name, with children to be produced, and therefore Yibim, the mitzvah of Yibim depends on a mitzius. The question you have to ask is there a mitzius? Was this marriage continued? And the answer is yes, it was continued. Therefore, as long as the mitzius exists, it's impossible to undermine it, or to eradicate it, and to say it's a mitzvah of Avera. Because in this case, the mitzvah is dependent dependent upon an actual metzius being in place, and the only question to ask is the metzius in place? Is there a continuation of the marriage, a situation to set up a preparatory for a Hakom Hashem? And the answer is yes, and a meila that automatically generates the mitzvah, and we don't allow it to be uprooted by means of this problem of mitzvah aveiros. And that's Reb Itzel Petterburg is yesoid. The Stipler in the Kilis Yankiv in Simet HaZayin has a different kasha. The Stipler is that later on in Daf Chof, there's a very, very big sugi, very important sugi in Daf Chof. One of the things the Gemara says over there is that if you have a woman who's nefelos ligibim, who's a chayvi lavim va'asei, like the Gemara gives cases over there, that the woman is osir to the yavam because of a lois asei v'asei, and we know that asei is not doicha lois asei v'asei, so you can't be miyabim her. And the Gemara gets into psukim, there's different tumult understandings. So you, hakoponim, he came to me, yabim, the woman that's a chayvi lavim va'asei. So the din over there, the Gemara is meduyuk that ba'al loloikona. That says that even if he does ba'aleho, even after the fact, we say he's not koiner. V'balt, that the asei is not doicher lav va'asei, so therefore, ba'al loloikona, and even after the fact, he's not koiner. So frek, the kilos yankiv akasha, why by nid is any different? Over here, nid is lav sheish bekoris, which yibim is not doicher that either. So why over here are we saying, and Tosfos brings from the sugya, that Bala is Kana, and you are Kana her. What's the difference between the two sugyas? Why don't you say, since it was not Doicha and it was not allowed to be done, therefore, even if you do it, it's not Kana? That's the Kilus Yankis Kasha. So the Stipler answers a teretz like this. He says that actually, we have to always ask the question like this. And the case on the Fechof Mabez, for example, the halacha is a Chayvi Lavin Vasei woman falls to the Yavam. Now, if it's just right today an hindrance, today he can't be Yabimer. He waits a day, he waits a week, he waits again, then we're going to say that the Zikas Yevomen still continues, she still has the band, the Ishus band to him. It just happens to be that present is an obstruction, he's not allowed to do the Yibam. But if waiting will solve the problem, then there's no reason to say that the Zika is Poka, that the band, the marriage band generated by the Nefilu Yibam, it should be shattered. It's not gone. It just happens to be today he's not allowed to fulfill it. But V'balt that over there, there's no expiration date on the Lava Asay, and it's something which remains permanently. So therefore, since this woman is now defined, she's redefined as a woman to be permanently impossible miyabim, then it is sufficient cause to be oikar the zikas yivam, to say that the quasi-marriage bond of the falling liyimbum, that should be uprooted and gone. And that's why we say that if he does live with her, it's loikono, because she's not even related to him as a yivama, since she's permanently obstructed, permanently blocked from being able to have the yivam done, the mitzvah of yivam take effect, because it is lava asay. That's all over there. Mashenkin over here, by a nida, which by definition is a temporary isor, that the nida b'metzius of a nida is that the dam causes the shem nidos for a while, for the X number of days, and then afterwards she's tevelas lemikvah, and then she becomes muteres. So therefore, says the Kilos Yankiv, so therefore the being a nida is not a siba to be oikah the zikas yivam, and even if right now it happens to be that it's impossible to miyabim, you're not allowed, but still the zikas yivam is still there because the band is still there, you're just supposed to be waiting and wait, and later you'll do it. The whole issue of neither by definition has a temporary nature, so it's not a sibah to be oika to eradicate the zikas yivam. That's why Zokt the Stipler, since she still has a zika, and Mela comes out that even at the present time she's still labeled a yavama, even while she's been idusa, and that's why if he's balo he's kana, because she never lost the zika's yavamin, and which is therefore that even at the present, even if you don't wait, you do the wrong thing and you're over the affair of nidus. Afapikain, since she has a zika's yavam, it comes out that balo kana, and Tosis is masik that you even get the mitzvah of yavam chotch that you did this avera of nidus. As we mentioned before, Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'oros raises the question that what is the pshat in the basic svara here in Tosfos? The Tosfos has mechalek between Nida and the other arayos, that Nida is not a relationship isur because she's also exactly the same way to the entire world, the same way that she's asura to the yavam, and therefore there's no din of nesra shachas asura elomis if she was a Nida at the time of the nefila. What's the difference that Nida is different from the other arayos, that the other arayos are or a relationship is sir, and neither is not. But Chanan, this raises this question. He brings down another Maramokum, which is also, he says, Tzorochi, and it also needs work. And that is a Trumas Hadeshen and some ratio test. The Trumas Hadeshen discusses a case over there, a complicated case. Reuven was married to two wives, and one of his wives, named Leah, was Nishtamdo. Rachmana Litzlan, she shmadzich, when she went totally changed her religion, when Gansen off of the religion, and she was Nisus Lenochri, she married to a goy while she was still married to Reuven, and then Reuven subsequently dies, and his two wives, one of which was a Meshumedes, now falls to Shemoin, the brother, and the Shaila is, what's the story of the Meshumedes, and what's the story with the Tzora of the Meshumedes? Now, Meshumedes herself actually has a din of a Soita, because since while she was married to Reuven, she went ahead and lived with the Goy, so Meila, she's a Soita, and a Soita, Halacha is that she's not Mesiyah Bemis, except that, as the Chumas Hashem points out, it's not really so poshit, because since the person she lived with has a Goy, there is some question as to whether a Bias Goy is considered to be a true Bia, and it makes her a true Soita, and therefore he's Mefalpo on this question of whether this would be an issue with the Meshumedes, that she was Nivala, but she was Nivala to a Goy. So later on, however, the Chumas Hashem goes into a different question. He says, forget about the fact that she was Zinsa, that she was Nivala with the Goy. What about the etzim fact that she was Nishtamda, that she Shmadzich, that she changed her religion? And he brings down Shtikol Mufadik, a opinion, a shitas of certain Goinim, a shitas of Goinim later in the fourth Perek, that they held that a Mumar, or Meshameda, someone who Gansen changed over the whole religion, that they're not observed in Gansen, that that's considered to be the equivalent of an Erva, and she's not the Kukul Liyibum at all. It does not even need a Chalitza. In other words, let's say Eishas Reuven, Reuven dies, and Eishas Reuven is a Meshamedes, she doesn't, would not even need a Chalitza from Shemin altogether. This is the opinion of certain Goinim, it's a move with the Kashinta, many argue, but says the Shemes HaDeshen, what's going to be according to that Halacha, according to that Shita? What I say, according to them, those Goinim, that the Tzora of the Meshamedes is going to be potter also from Chalitza, and Yibim can go scot-free and marry somebody else, because she's equivalent of a Tzora Serva, that we have in our Mishnah, we'll see Meshachem tomorrow, the Yesoida is the Dinim of the Tzora Serva, the co-wife of the Erva, that she's also Ptura from Yibim v'Chalitza. So according to those Goinim, the Meshumedes is like an Erva, so let her Tzora also be potter. That's the Shaila of the Chumas HaDeshen. Chumas HaDeshen says Avadanat. Why? Says that because Vibat that we see Yesoid and Toisis, Yevamas Taf Beis, about a Nida, that since the Nida is equally Osa to the entire world, the same way that she's Osa to the Yavam. So Kumta Chois, that's a different sort of an Avera, and in Toisis' case, it's a different sort of an Erva. And therefore, in Toisis' case, it does not Mafkia, well, let's see, it does not create a din of Nes or Sha'achas Asura Elamis, and therefore doesn't Asa the woman the Nida permanently, and if she, when she becomes Ois Nida, she's Metaher, she's Toivil, she'd be allowed to marry the of them. So likewise, over here in Yoneinu, Zakhtar Chumas HaDeshen, that this Meshumedes, since she also, even if she is an Erva, it's a sort of an Erva similar to a Nida, not similar to a Choisisha and the others, Dahainu, it's not a relationship then, and the Meshumedes is not also to any one person more than it to anybody else. She's equally Erva to the whole world, according to that Shita of the Goinim. So Meila, therefore, she would not have the din of Tzoras Erva, even though she herself is Zicha. Surely, I have no question whatsoever, according to this, still the din would be Zakhtar, that she wouldn't be able to generate a din of a Tzora. So Rabbi Chanan is, so what exactly is the being taken out of this Toisis by the Chumas HaDeshen and applied in his case? I mean, Toisis had a din about Neser Shoachas Asura Islamis, a special din, a particular halacha, that if a woman is an Erva B'Shas in the field of the Yimbum, she's also forever, permanently, even if the din Erva expires. Good. How did the Chumas HaDeshen know, and how exactly did he apply this to different din of Tzora Serva, that just like Toisis said, there's no Neser on a woman that was also the whole world B'Shava, so too there's also no Tzora Serva on a Meshumedes also the whole B'Shava. What is the Soy that we find in the Taisis, which was applied by the Chumas HaDeshen. And that's the Kasha of Rabbi Chanan. So Rabbi Chanan says the Soy is, the Taisis meant to bring out is, that if it's a relationship erva, that the woman relates in some special negative manner to this yavam, she's an achois ishtoi, she's a bitoi, she's an imoi, whatever she is, she relates in a particular manner, so therefore her relationship to him cannot generate a zikas yavamin, because the relationship is proscribed by the Torah, it's nesar with an isur chom with a shem erva, and therefore it's unable to create a yachas, a relationship between a marriage bond, a zikas yavamin. And therefore, if the woman, for example, is an achoy sishtoi, a wife's sister, b'shas, when Reuven dies, and she's an achoy sishtoi to Shimon, so then, since she's an achoy sishtoi, the whole zikas yibum is not chal ed or all. The whole zikas yibum does, the marriage bond of yibum doesn't take effect b'chlal. And meila, therefore, the eishes ach from eishes Reuven continues b'chol atoikef with the whole severity. She's an eishes ach klape Shimon. And meila, even if later on the erva will expire, she's still asura oilomis to Shimon, because because the din of Ishas Ach, that was from the Ishas of Reuven to Shimon, never was removed or weakened in any way, and therefore she's permanently Neser, else the Ishas Ach of Reuven, which still continues. But the Asoida Dvorim is that by an Erva we say that since the Yachas, the relationship to the Yovam, is proscribed as an Erva type Yachas, so therefore it's Mafkia and makes unable the Zikas Yovam and the marriage bond of Yibim to be Chal. Masha Enkein, Toysis is saying, by the case of a Nida, which is not a relationship thin, it's like she's a Heftishal Isser Klapi the Welt. She doesn't have any special relationship to the proscribed relationship to the Yovam in any way. So therefore, the being the Nida, although it's a Vada very Osir, no question whatsoever, nobody could live with her, but Afal Pekin, it's not a Sibot to Mafkia the Zikas Yovam, and it's not a reason to say that the relationship can't generate a Yibim Band. So even if I'll go with the first side of the Rosh and Toysis, before they realize that Bola Bnei Dosa is Kona, and Mamish, even if you live with a Bishas Nidosa, you're Koina. Let's say at that moment you're not Koina, because she's a Nido, and at that moment it's impossible to do the mitzvah of Yibim, and it can't be Koina, Bezeder. But the marriage band will continue, will be there. There's a Zikas Yivam and a band of Yibim that's there. It just happens to be impossible to actualize it now at Bishas the Nidos in the first side of the Yishayim, and right now I can't do the Yibim. But there's a band there, and in Meila Shpeta, when the Nidos goes off, so the Zikas Yivam and Nail becomes something which is possible to actualize, because it never was Poka, and therefore the din of Eishesach was weakened from the get-go, because it was Bim, the Eishesach of Reuven was Bimkoim from the first moment of the Misas Reuven. It was weakened, it was Bimkoim, the din Yevam and the Zikas Yevam. Therefore, Shpeter, later on, when the Nidus will expire, therefore you're able to be Miyavim. In other words, the Ainu, the Yosoid, that I don't say Nesra, when the woman was us at the whole world, is because when the woman was us at the whole world, we don't have this special Yachas, which is a prohibited type Yachas, an Ervedic Yachas, Klape Shimon, Klape the Yovam, and that Yachas, the Ervedic Yachas, is what's necessary to Mafkir the Zikas Yivam, and therefore make the Eishesach kick in. In a case which is Asur L'chola Oilam, the Yachas is fine, and she does have a Zikas Yivam, and there is no Eishesach. It just happens to be that at the present time is impossible in the Yavim until the Nidus will vanish. The Mela, the Shemetzadesh, and held the Hu Adin, in the case of the Meshameda, since she too is just a Cheftshel Isser, she's also to the whole world Beshov, there's no special Yachas, no relationship to Shimon, which is a prescribed Yachas. And Mela, therefore, the being of Meshameda is not a Sibut Mafkia, the Zikas Yivam, the marriage ban that Yivam generate. So even though it's permanently impossible to Bimiyabim, the Mishumedes, that's impossible, but Afa Pikein, the Tsoras Mishumedes, has no reason that she shouldn't be in Gansen Zakuko. She's a Kuko to Yibim, she's a Zukuko for Halitza, because since the Zikas Yibim never was weakened and it never expired, Tsora depends upon the Zikas Yibim. If there's no Zikas Yibim from the Erva, so we say that the Zikas Yibim vanishes from the entire bias and the Tsora has no Zika either. In this case, since she was nested to the whole Beshava, the Zikas Yibim never expired, and Mela, therefore, the Tsora is the Kuka, and she's Yimisya Bemes Fechilet. So that's how Rabbi Chanan explains the Toysis, all based on this Yisoid, that the idea of Ning Nesha L'chol Oila means it's not a Yachas Halacha, it's not a relationship din to the Yavam, and therefore there's no Siba to say that the Zikas Yavamin should be Poka. Toysis concludes, at the end of Toysis, with the second Teretz, about why we don't say if the woman was a Nida, B'shat and Afila the Yibim, we don't say that she's Nesha, B'shat and Afila, and consequently, permanently Osir, even B'shat when she's Teveles, or second Teretz. So Toysis, the Toysis suggests in his second Teretz that the whole din of Nesha Sha'achas Asur Elamis is based on the Yosoi that the Gemara says better later on Daf Peizayin and Beis called Docheo Darchei Noyam V'chol Nisibet Seh Shalom. A pasuk in Mishlei, which the Gemara applies the Torah the ways of pleasantness. The Gemara over there happens to be talking about a case of a woman who b'shas the death of Reuven, the death of the husband. She had a son from the original marriage, and it made that she wasn't the fellas Liebim. What happens to the son later on dies? So we do not say that subsequently, with the death of the son, the woman becomes the kuka to Shimon. Why? Because it's a lack of pleasantness. But she was originally went scot free b'shas to Nefila, b'shas to Misa of Reuven. She went scot free materis l'shuk. It's lack of darkei noyam if later on we're going to say that the son happens to die later, so we'll make her be Zekuka Liyim. So Taisus says that's every din of Nesa Sha'achas is like that. If Reuven dies and the Eishes Reuven relates to Shimon as a Achoyes Ishtoi, that's also so she's free now to go to Shuk, she can marry anybody. If subsequently we are going to have Shimon's wife dies and the Erva is going to be vanished from the Eishes Reuven, still it's not a lack of Darkei Noyim to force her back into the Zika of the Yavam that she had gone free from. The Taisus adds a Chiddush in even if there was Kama, many brothers, and the only woman she was free from was Shimon, the other brother Levi, who the Yisachar, she didn't relate to as an Erevah, and she was chukah to them the whole time. So the Chayr, she was never free to go to Shuk. Where the lack of Darkei Noyam, if now Shimon's wife dies, and she'll be chukah to Shimon as well. She was never free anyhow. So he says, no, Afal Pikein, we still say, that Ein's a Darkei Noyam to Mezakek her, Lozesh Niftaro Himena. To force her into band with another guy, even if she was still banded with others, to force her into band with Shimon that she was originally after her, that's not Darkei Noyam, it's not pleasant either. So Toysis, if you understand this, but that way, so neither doesn't have this issue, neither is not a problem of lack of pleasantness of Darkei Noyam. That's the way of life, says Toysis. Every marriage has that. Neither we have to wait to until the dam stops and until the tefillah b'mikveh, and then you retire. So since every Ishus has this, there's no lack of Darkei Noyam to wait, to make the woman and the man wait that long to be able to do the mitzvahs yibmi. They said, there's no Darkei Noyam. You're not going to say, well, she was free, and then later on she was banded again, because there's no lack of Darkei Noyam in waiting the short time till the nidus ends. Reb Reuven Grozovsky, in the Chedushi Reb Reuven, raises a question here. He says that if you look in Rashi on Pezayin, in the Ikr Sugya of the Chedashi Noyam, there was a son, Beshas, Reuven died, and then later the son died. So Rashi says clearly on Pezayin that the problem of Darkei Noyam is that since this woman, the Eshes Reuven, could easily have actually gone ahead and actively gotten married, Lashuk, in the interim while the son was alive. And what are you going to say now, Zok Rashi? Now the son is dead, and she's forced out of her new marriage, and she has to stuck now with the Yovam. That's certainly a lack of Darkei Noyam to force her away from the new husband that she married already, and therefore, says Rashi, we ought to say, that's what the Torah says, the Gemara says, that Yovam or Yovel Aleo only takes effect b'shas Misav Reuven and can't take effect later. It's a lack of Darkei Noyam to force her out of the new marriage. Zok to Reuven, the Chmashma and Rashi, that the only time Darkei Noyam would kick in would be if the woman was totally scot-free to go to Shuk and actually actively married. That's what it seems from Rashi. That's a lack of Darkei Noyam. She could actively married and be forced out of the new marriage if you make the kugel later when the son dies. The Chmash that Rashi argues on Taisis over here, that Taisis indicates that there's a lack of Darkei Noyam, even if there were several Yavaman and she's still skuka to several of them, just free from one guy, from one Yavam, it's not Darkei Noyam to bond her with that person again. The Chmash that Rashi says at Taisis, and Rashi held the only lack of Darkei Noyam is only if she was actively Materis Lashuk. So the Reuven of the Mashal over there on that Rashi quotes the Taisis and his Meduyak in the Mashal that Rashi and Taisis could agree. So it's fair, they don't agree, because Rashi's understanding of Darkei Noyam could only be applicable in a case in which the woman was totally free to get married Lashuk. Dr. Reuven, to understand this, we need to understand how Tochei Darkei Noyam works. There's one other Gemara where the Gemara quotes Tochei Darkei Noyam, and that's the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah Lamed Beis by Hadas. The Gemara, Pasuk says, anafeitz ovis. We don't know what these leaves are. I mean, what are they? You know, what kind of branches? Anafeitz ovis. So the Gemara comes out that it's a Hadas. The Gemara has a Havan, maybe it's a Herdufni, some other type of foliage. So the Gemara says, nein, it can't be a Herdufni because the Herdufni has very prickly leaves, which scratch the hand, lacerate the hand, and it's Tochei Darkei Noyam, and it's a lack of Darkei Noyam to have forced people to take a Herdufni. Zokt Reb Reuven, what happens if I have a particular Herdufni in my backyard that doesn't lacerate the hand, has nice soft leaves? Are you going to say that, well, okay, now I can take the Herdufni because there's no problem of Darkei Noyam? Avadanisht. Because what's the Pshan Tochei Darkei Noyam Zokt there? Tochei Darkei Noyam is not a new din from a pasuk in Mishlei that I have to make sure things are noyam. The Tochei Darkei Noyam is a way to be kaveh, to teach the dini ha-toira. The dini ha-toira, if you have a question how to define them in a way that's Darkei Noyam. So therefore, define enough it's obvious, it means hadas and not herdufni. Once I define it that way, that's it. I don't look at new varieties of herdufni that maybe are not going to lacerate the hands. Darkei Noyam told me how to teach what enough it's obvious is. And likewise, Dr. Reuven, Darkei Noyam tells me what the pasuk of Yavamei Yoleh Yoleh means. Yavamei Yoleh means not that this mitzvah will kick and let her be Yovela at some future time in history when she'll subsequently at some point be able to be okay with him and no longer an erva and no longer a bas bonim, a bon of the original marriage. That's not what it means, because that would be a lack of Darkei Noyam to force her later on to come back to him. Rather, Yovela means, like Rashi speaks out, the Feirish over there in Pezain, Yovela Yoleh b'shas misa davka and not later. That's how he said, Darkei Noyam tells me how to type the translation of the words of the puzzle. It's not a new halacha to make sure things are Noyam dik. It tells me how to define the word of the Torah. Once we understand it that way, says Reb Reuven, we can understand that even though Rashi understands that the svora of a lack of noyam is only applicable where she's actively able to be remarried to somebody else and she's forced out of him, that's the only real lack of noyam according to Rashi. Aber, even though that's the only real lack of Noyam, once the Darkei Noyam tells me to define Yavama Yove Aleh, the Yome Aleh, that it kicks in Bishas Misa, that this mitzvah of Yome Aleh is Chal Bishas Misa and can't be Chal later on, so that will be equally applicable, even in the case of Toysis with his Kama brothers, and over there with one brother she's an Erva too, and it can't kick in Bishas Misa, so even though she wasn't actively free to go Lashuk, and according to Rashi, I don't have the lack of Noyam, because anyhow she's not free Lashuk. But still, this is the way that we define the words of the Torah based on the Chedek HaNoyim, that the words of the Torah from Allah mean B'shas Misa. So that's why Tosfos' din will be correct, even according to Rashi, that if Klape Shimon, she was unable to have Yom HaYaleh B'shas the Misa, so even if later on, even if she stuck with the other brothers, and she never was Mutl Shok, and later she Mutl Shimon, Afal Pikein, we would still say Yom HaYaleh didn't kick in B'shas the death of Reuven, therefore it can't kick in Klape Shimon later on. So that's Pshat in the Marshal, like the Reuven, that he could learn that Rashi coached him with the Tysis and could all the Tysis din. Others point out that that's what Tysis actually says here. Lemaisa, Tysis says it's not Darkei Noyam to stick her with a guy she previously was free from, even if she was stuck with others. Rashi is, Tysis actually stark meduyuk, that itself was a lack of pleasantness to get her stuck with more people where she was previously stuck with fewer people. But Al-Kapanah, Reb Reuven is saying that the Rashi could hold the halacha like the Tysis, because once we define based on Darkei Noyam, the Yavama Yaleh could only be Chal at the moment of Misa, so even if there are other brothers, and there's no active issue of Noyam here, because anyhow she has no Noyam, she's talking to the other brothers anyway. Afal P came, we would still say that if it wasn't Chal, the Yavama Yavaleh to Shimon, B'shas, the Misa's Reuven, so it won't be Chal, the Yavama Yavaleh to Misa to Shimon later on, even if she was the Shemes Yavim the whole time, clapping the other brothers.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.